who here went to have an operation at the hospital. And I got the job and I worked there for 2 months as a janitor. And after that, I was laid off when she came back. And we got a place to live up in Hillcrest. And we stayed there and it was expensive. And I didn't know what to do. I just didn't know what to do with myself. So one of the women that works over in today's residence, she's a kitchen helper. She told me, she said, at 3 o'clock they have coffee over at the Yukon Hall. Why don't you go over with me sometime, he said, and I'll introduce you to Mr. Johnson. That's the administrator at Yukon Hall. And in the meantime, we can ask if there's any opening for you around there. I was going to go with her, but she was working at the time. And one day I just didn't know what to do, and I just thought to myself, well, I'm going to go to Yukon Hall and ask for a job. And like I say, at Lejac, I learned how to do some sewing with a sewing machine, and I was quite good at it, you know. So I went to the Yukon Hall, and I asked when I came in there, I said, where's Mr. Johnson? Somebody took me and introduced me. And I said, I'm looking for a job. I said, there's a woman that works at today's residence told me, he said, to come and see you. And she said, well, I don't know if we have an opening now, but anyway, he said, I'll go and see in the kitchen. Frances Worsley might tell us if she wants somebody. So Frances Worsley came out, and Liz Wilson was working there as a kitchen helper. And she was expecting, and she was going to go on maternity leave. So they told me to take her place. That was in March. And she was going off 1st of April. And I said to Mr. Johnson, in the meantime, I said, there's no place we can stay. I said, I go living up at Hillcrest. I said, can we live in? Is there any chance of living in? And he said, sure. And I said, I guess, you know, I got a little girl, a girl with me, my girl. And he said, bring her along with you so she can stay with you. And oh boy, it was a relief to me, you know. I was kind of worried. Mm-hmm. So we moved in, and we moved in on the 15th of March, and we stayed there 2 weeks. In that 2 weeks, I got a job again for babysitting. I was babysitting for somebody that was working until 1st of April, and I told her I was going to babysit just till 1st of April because I was going to work at the Yukon Hall then. And then 1st of April I got on a job. I worked in the kitchen. I worked in the kitchen for 2.5 years. And then I was kind of tired of it. Not only that, because there was a lot of heavy lifting in the kitchen. And I was forever going to see the chiropractor because there was always something wrong with me, my back out of place or something. And finally, I asked, one of my sons from Prince George, he was working in Prince George in Vancouver, and finally he told me, he said, to come down and work and stay with him in Canvas, and I could get a job if I want to and go to work too. And he told me, he said, I don't have to worry about rent or anything. So I asked Mr. Johnson if I could get a transfer that spring, and he tried at Canvas, at the residence in Canvas, but there was no opening for me. So he asked me to apply for a cook job because there was one opening there. And I really didn't care to work in a kitchen any longer, you know. So I said, maybe I will, I don't know, I said. And I said, if I can't get transferred, I said, can I have 6 months of leave of absence? And he didn't even answer me. He just looked at me and walked away from me. So I thought to myself, well, I guess I got no chance. And my mayor was coming to that place all the time. So in about two or three days, I went back again to get my mail. He met me at the door, you know, when I came to get my mail. And he says to me, Mrs. Jack, he said, I'm not asking you to apply for this job, but I'm offering it to you. How about looking after the intermediate girls? And before I think about it, I said, no, I don't want it. Maybe I was getting choosy or something. And he didn't say anything, he just looked at me. Well, I still got one more. He said, how about looking after the junior boys? And I said, yes, right away. Oh. And I said, and he says to me, all right, he said, you're going to be a child care worker. And you're going to look after the boys this fall. So it must have been in July or something, the time he told me that. So that's how I got the job as a child care worker.
What exactly do you do?
I look after the boys. Like I get them up in the morning, make sure they wash their face and get all cleaned up and put on their school clothes. They get clothes to put on for school. They got school clothes and play clothes. I get them all ready and I make them fix their beds, clean their rooms, tidy up, get ready, and I get their lunch. The kitchen makes their lunches. I give them school lunch, and when the bus comes to pick them up, I stand out there and make sure everyone gets on the bus to school. And then at 9 o'clock I'm off, and then I go back again. 2:30, different times, like, and I take them out camping, and I go out in a roast with them, and I take them downtown, and I take them to the show, or things like that, you know.
So you're like a mother to them.
Yes.
While they're away from
home. Yes. And I have little meetings with them, and I explain to them, and I talk to them truly, like what I feel for them inside. I tell them what I think about them, and I tell them that anything what I tell them to do, I know there is nothing wrong in it, and I tell them it's for their own good, and I show them how much I care for them, and I want things, the best things for them, and I explain lots of things to them, you know. I do things with them, the same things that I was doing for my children. So I don't think it's anything wrong with that, because I love my children very much, everyone. Although I don't call them honey and darling and everything else like that, but I love them, every one of them. And I never tell them anything that would be wrong for them to do. I always want the very best things for my children, and to bring them up the best way I could. Like, I done everything I know that would be good for them, and that's all I can do. I couldn't do any more. So that's the way I thought about the kids when I took over and when I talked to them. And I partly showed them how to do the Indian things, because I've been through a lot myself, from the worst things that goes on, like trapping, and go hungry a little bit, and how to mush dogs and everything. So
you teach them some of these things, eh?
Well, I talk to them about it, because you can't really teach them anything where you are.
Yeah.
And then when I pick them out camping, I showed them how to make bannock, and I put the bannock on a stick and they roasted by the fire, and I tell some things what I used to do myself and everything, you know. And the boys used to say, boy, Mrs. Jack is smart. She just know what to do about this or that and everything. Mm-hmm. You know, and they thought it was pretty good what I do, you know. And when we go out camping, I just know what to do with it, you know. I take an axe and chop the poles and put it together and put up the tent, and then I cut the willows so long, you know, and stick them in the ground, and then I tie the candle onto them and light the candles, and they think it's great. Maybe they don't do that, those things these days, you know.
No.
So they think it's really something that probably they never seen before, you know.
Yeah. How old are these boys?
These boys are from 8 to 11. And after they're 12 years old, they go upstairs, and they're intermediates when they go upstairs.
And how many do you have here?
19.
19?
Yeah, 19.
Great God. That's a lot.
Yeah. Well, to start off, last winter we had 21. But then there's three of them went home. Two Germains and one Vlada went home. So we have 19.
Are they mostly from out of town?
Well, not really. There's lots from the village down here.
Mm-hmm.
And some people just live a little ways out that can't come to town, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there's quite a few from the village we have too. And some from out of town, some from Dawson, some from Ross River, Carmax, Haines Junction, all places like that.
Do you think they're going to have when they grow up, they're going to have a different sort of life than their fathers?
I do think so. I really think they will. But they should learn some of those lives that we used to have quite a ways back, like, you know. They should know both sides of it, like the white people side and the Indians, the way they used to live. They should know those things and do it, like, you know, like me.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I know both sides of it pretty well now, you know.
Yeah.
The way my people live and the way the white people live.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I know them pretty good. Although I didn't go very far in my schooling. That's what gets me. The other day I was thinking about it, I thought to myself, I should do some a little bit of school work, like spelling is pretty hard for me. Some spelling I can't, my spelling is pretty poor. And that's what gets me. There's lots of things I want to say when I'm writing, but when I don't know how to spell it, that gets me, you know. So I thought to myself, I should at least try to get that and get my spelling up. Maybe then I'll write away without looking in a dictionary or something to do, you know. Like, I even asked my daughters, how do you spell this? And how do you word this or something like that, you know.
That's what my husband is always asking me, how do you spell?
Yeah.
Very little words. Do you think you'll ever go back to school?
No, I don't really think I want to go back to school, but I should try to get my spelling improved.
Mm-hmm.
Because that would help me a lot. I got it in my head what I want to say, and I got it there, but I want to write it down.
Mm-hmm.
But some of those things that I want to say, I don't know how to spell them.
Yeah.
See? And that's why it's hard for me. But I think about it, I could write pretty good if my spelling was good.
Do you think that maybe the Native Women's Organization could maybe support some sort of a course for people that are out of school to go back and learn stuff like that?
Well, I'm sure they do, because at Easter time I took the children back home to Dawson. You know, they chartered a bus and I took the whole bunch that goes up that way and dropped them off, you know, here and there, like Carmack's and every other place. And I went along with them. And I went all the way up to Dawson. And as soon as I got in there, I thought about Father Bob, who he used to live in Athens before, you know. So I phoned him up and I told him, I said, I talked to him on the phone, and he says, you stay right there. He said, I'm coming down to get you. So he drove down and picked me up and took me to his place. And we sat around and he made some supper, you know, and opened some canned stuff and things like that. He said, if I knew you were coming, Mrs. Jack, he said, I'd take some steaks out of my deep freeze, he said. Anyway, we had supper together and we were sitting around and talk, you know. And after we were leaving, he says, you know what, Mrs. Jack, he said, there is 85 and 90 year old Indian women that are going back to school, he said, and some of them are doing pretty good, you know, and they're getting paid for going back to school. Probably it's just like a pension, you know, and they're giving it to them when they go back to school or something. But he told me, he said, the women about 80 years old or something like that, they're going back to school and they're getting money for that.
Oh, that's really good.
And I said, and he says to me, that's what you should do, you know. Yes, yes, Father, I said, I'll do that. I said, when after I retire, I said, I'll go back to school so I can get paid too. I thought, and we laughed about it, you know.
Yeah.
So that's what he told me. These women up there going back to school. They're 80 years old, 75, and they're going to school. He said, those are the ones that never had a chance to go to school, I guess. So, just the other day I was thinking about it, I should try to do something like that, you know, that would help me a lot. Well, that's right up to date, I think.